What really stuck out to me about agriculture and got me really involved is my parents, my dad's parents lived on a sheep farm in New Zealand. I'm originally from New Zealand, so I've been brought up working on that ever since I was young. And when we moved over here and my sister got in high school, she joined the FFA. And just seeing her go through that process with the FFA and how much it becomes a family here at Cuthbertson, it really stuck out to me about how much I wanted to join the FFA and what it meant to me.
FFA is an extremely important part of high school. I think everybody should get a chance to at least dip their fingers or dip their toes in the water of agriculture. If we did not have an agriculture program at our high school, for all I know, I would have absolutely not found about plants, not found out about animals. Maybe my whole life would have changed. But through finding out about FFA and agriculture, I think that there's a chance that I can make a difference in this world.
So with the welding, I hope to take that further in my life as a career. I hope to get certified in welding and be able to weld on the pipelines.
So I didn't grow up in agriculture, but when I was about 7 years old, I discovered horseback riding, and that's what really got me into agriculture and really into horses and animal science. And then when I was about 10 years old, I got into horse judging, all about animal science, and that became a really big part of my life. Coming into ninth grade, I joined the FFA, and I went into nationals in 10th grade. I competed at the FFA nationals for horse judging, and we won 12th place in nationals, and that was a really big step for us.
Even though I do have a major interest in horticulture, I also took the animal science class, which I really found very interesting, all the different parts of the animals. And when I get older, I actually want a few cows. And I've made it my goal. When my great grandpa, he had a cow. It was a yellow golden cow, and her name was Maybelle, and they would go out there and milk her all the time. So I want a golden cow, and I want to name her Maybelle.
One thing that I really enjoy here is like the difference in all the classes you can take there in Portugal. Like, I didn't have like really much of a choice. I had like a path, and that's what I had to stuck in. And here, yeah, like, I'm really lucky. I can take ag classes. It opened my mind a little bit. It's a different thing.
So growing up, my dad does row crop production, and as riding in the tractors with him or the combines, I've really been interested in just seeing how something so tiny can be turned into something so big, even taller than me, which is not hard because I'm like 5'3". But the corn gets so tall, and it's just so pretty when you look out there and you see the wheat when you're sitting in a stand and you just see it blow by, and it's just amazing. And that's why I take horticulture classes, is because just the whole process of something not living, like a plant necessarily with organs, it's still just growing and turning to something really beautiful.
Through FFA, I've been able to obtain a lot more skill sets that I wouldn't have outside of FFA. I've been able to learn parliamentary procedure and learn how to run business meetings, and that's important once you get past high school, to know how to run business meetings and how things are supposed to be run. I've also learned really great leadership skills. I've been able to learn how to step up and be that one person that's going to be the leader. I've also learned that outside of school, as a consumer, you need to learn the importance of where your food comes from and the importance of those producers that are giving you the products that you use every day.